Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, let's try to get the phones going. Tell me you're on your period without telling me you're on your period. Listen, a lot of us have been there. You get a little emotional. You might slightly overreact. It's okay. 1-855-BERT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. So we're going to wait for the phone lines to get going. And while we do that, we need to tackle this email. This is adult content, so here's your kid warning. But a Bert Show listener is hitting us up because he's heard about the guy and the woman that she wants to send to Vegas to fulfill this fantasy, right? Because he wants to do something that's outside of her comfort zone. So it's kind of in that vein, but slightly different. And it's kind of a philosophical question. Mo's got the email.
Over the course of a couple of segments, you have been speaking with a woman who was considering sending her husband to Vegas to live out some of his kinkier porn fantasies. While you had been questioning what those kinkier acts are, and we are fairly emphatic that you yourself would never do them, would that decision change if you knew that your partner had already done them before with someone else? Here's my scenario. My wife and I met in college and have been together for over 20 years. Both of us have only ever played piano with each other, but both of us certainly had some experience with others, though her slightly more than me. In that time, with one boyfriend in particular, she was fairly creative, per his request, and there are things I know he was into in which she indulged.
Again, I want to reiterate, kid warning. Wee wee. Continue.
One of these things was one that you mentioned during this segment as something you'd never do, which we will call the lemonade experience.
Oh, like he has Beyonce in the background or something?
I think so, sure.
something like that.
Here's my dilemma. I have expressed on multiple occasions that I wanted to expand our creativity in the bedroom, which is always shut down and sometimes vehemently. Oof.
You got
so,
it.
I got there.
Hey, listen, we are crawling across this finish line, but we're going to get there.
Yes, believe you me. But I had never been dared to suggest this based off of her reactions to other ideas. Maybe it's the competitive nature in me, but even though she and I have been far more intimate than either of us have ever been with anyone else, it still bothers me that she felt comfortable enough to be far kinkier with another guy, even if it was more than 20 years ago. To me, though, that kinkiness is a completely different form of intimacy. So beyond competitiveness, it still hurts me inside that she was willing to take her piano playing to another level that she is unwilling to take with me. The result? I'm truly not sure if this is out of personal desire or to one-up other partners. If there is a concert experience that you know your partner has had before, even if you didn't really know if you were into it, would you try it with your partner either to satisfy their curiosity or to give them some level of contentment in knowing that you have done with them everything that they've ever been willing to do with another partner? Unless, of course, that involved true pain or trauma.
That's a doozy of a question.
Uh-huh.
And one, and it can't be answered. I'm like, how did you find out that she did this with a past boyfriend?
You know, like, you get a couple drinks in each other. What did you do? Have you ever tried this before? I mean, they've been together for 20 years.
I know they've been together for 20 years. I've been with my now husband for 17. We have never disclosed our sexual escapades with past people.
See, really?
That's smart. I had to learn that lesson the hard way.
No.
I don't do it anymore, but there was a time when I would ask.
I don't want to know that.
Oh, I'm nosy as hell. I want to know.
I don't want to picture him like that. I don't want to know that. So as far as like how kinky he got in bed, I have absolutely no idea, and I have no desire to know that, and I have no desire to tell him any of the things I did. Anyway, all right, that's another conversation. All right, so I don't think this is coming from a pure place. I think this sounds very competitive in nature, and like he's trying to one up this ex. And people change, people evolve. Maybe you haven't even got the full story, and she kind of maybe felt forced to do that and did something she really honestly didn't want to do. and this is me, I'm mad speculation, all right? I'm just throwing a scenario out there. Maybe it's not something she wanted to do, but she did it, and she actually kind of regrets that she did it. So why would you want to force her to do something she never really wanted to do to begin with?
Yeah, I get where he's coming from in that living with feeling like your partner was willing to do more with someone else. I can see how that would bother you, but to try to do it just to be in like a competitive type of situation, I just don't think that's going to go well for you. And I would more so probably try to just let that one go as
drop
opposed
it.
To yeah, getting involved with it.
Well, something you also have to take into consideration that she was kinkier with this guy 20 years ago. So let's say, I don't know, you guys are in your 40s. I mean, I feel like your sex drive changes a lot from your 20s to your 40s. Like maybe it gets better, maybe it gets worse, or maybe you just get less adventurous because you enjoy vanilla sex. Like that's okay. And I think just say that. You can be vanilla. Vanilla can have, you know, some complexities into it, but yes. At the end of the day, it is vanilla. So I think the fact that it's been 20 years probably speaks more to the fact that she might have just been more adventurous in her 20s and just enjoys the simple vanilla intimacy that you two enjoy.
This is The Bert Show.